Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for December 3rd, 2012. In cryptid news, the big news this week is, of course, the release of information from Dr. Melba Ketchum on her five-year DNA research into Bigfoot. The results state that Bigfoot is a cross between human and an unknown hominin species. She did not intend to release this information, but Igor Burtsev, a Russian Yeti investigator, prematurely released the information on his website. Dr. Ketchum will now attempt to get the 50-page manuscript peer-reviewed so that the information can be validated by other scientists. Only then will this information have any real impact on the world of Bigfoot research. In ghost news, Sarah Harris, a paranormal investigator from North Carolina, passed away just over a week ago from a lung infection. The infection potentially started from a bat or rodent droppings that were stirred up during an investigation of a private residence. Her lungs became infected and eventually collapsed. She was placed on life support and battled for a month, but ultimately her lungs could no longer keep her alive. Her husband, Shane Harris, urges all investigators to wear a dust mask when entering older buildings. Sarah Harris was 36 years old. And in other news, the countdown of the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2012 begins now. And just as a precursor, I want to mention a few things about the countdown. First, the items are based on being a paranormal-based story, so the Mayan calendar end-of-the-world scenario is not in it. They are also weighed on their significance to the discovery or furthering of any of the fields of any aspect of the anomalous world, and finally, the popularity and longevity of the story in the media will be the last factor in determining its place on the list. I chose a large list of stories and then personally whittled away at them until I was left with the top 10. This week, number 10 and number 9. Number 10, this story from February 20th. The saddest news in the ghost world was the passing of parapsychologist William Rowe on January 9th, but that story received very little attention, and the big news is that Grant Wilson, co-founder of the Atlantic Paranormal Society, most widely known as TAPS, and best known as one of the stars of the Ghost Hunters television show, has decided to call it quits on the show after 8 years. The television show, which is credited with the boom in paradrama and is the major reason there are so many groups in existence today, will continue on without Wilson. This was a big story, but in reality, it will have very little impact on the field. And number 9. In a story that just aired on November 19th, R. Scott Nelson, a former cryptolinguist for the military, has listened to thousands of hours of foreign language in helping to break codes. Years ago, his son was conducting a research project on Bigfoot when he was listening to the Sierra Sounds audio, which his father overheard and has now gone on to unlock the code of Bigfoot language. Nelson has created an alphabet and phonome key based on the Samurai Chatter, which was recorded by Al Berry in 1972. From this work, he is slowly transcribing the conversation to find out what's on Bigfoot's mind. Nelson's work has received very little attention outside of the Bigfoot world, which is a big shame since this is probably the best science done yet for Bigfootology, and more reliable even than DNA analysis since we don't even have an honest body to examine. Since we do have the audible information, and an expert has analyzed it, stating it is not human, one would think this should be front page news. And finally, here is a story that is from the files of the most embarrassing paranormal moments of 2012. A recent Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization outing was nearly halted in the woods of Arkansas. A group of 32 Bigfoot seekers were found by National Park Rangers at a campground at the Buffalo National River Park. The BFRO representative failed to file any paperwork or get permission to charge a group of people and lead them through the park and was therefore cited. I'm not sure what the strangest part of the story is. The fact that the BFRO was found to be working without a business license, the fact that this person had no idea you need a permit to conduct business within a national park, or that 31 campers paid between $300 and $500 to go camping with this guy. The BFRO representative had to pay a $500 fine and claimed he lost money on the expedition. Well, doing the math, it seems the BFRO made between $9,300 and $15,500, minus the $1,200 they paid the guide. Man, I'm in the wrong business. The top 10 paranormal news stories will conclude on December 31st with the number 2 and number 1 paranormal story of 2012. Tune in next week for number 8 and number 7 of the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2012, as chosen by me, The Insider. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.